Joining me now, Brandon Lee Gauten, BleedingGreenNation.com, as we talk Eagles, who, of course, will visit the L.A. Rams on Sunday night. And, Brandon, this matchup has really taken a back seat to all this drama with the quarterback position. All these reports of a back fracture for Carson Wentz, everything pointing towards Nick Foles. But then today, Doug Peterson wouldn't rule out Carson Wentz playing on Sunday, saying he's questionable, he's going to fly out there. How do you think this thing shakes out for this weekend? Is there any chance Wentz plays?
I just can't see Carson Wentz playing after Doug Peterson comes out in his press conference on Friday and says that this recovery is going to take 3 months. And now it's possible, I guess, that he could play without further injury. But, I mean, I don't see it. I think there's really no good reason to play Carson Wentz at this point. The Eagles are obviously still alive for the wild card, but their odds of making it aren't very realistic, and you can't just go all out to do that anyway. Carson Wentz hasn't been able to practice this week, as far as we know. That's another factor. I mean, Nick Foles has been taking all the reps, so you would think, you know, they're just going to go with him. And as far as this Wentz injury goes for the long term, I mean, obviously it's a concern. Back injuries are no joke. He's obviously had a history of injuries now, which is concerning moving forward. So not only this week, but just, you know, kind of hanging over the team moving forward, it's definitely a big concern.
Why do you think the gamesmanship with calling Wentz questionable then and stuff like that? Do you think this is just a weak attempt to keep the Rams on their heels? Why wouldn't you just say, you know what, he's going to rest this week and we'll go from there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I would hope it's not gamesmanship because, I mean, who is really going to be fooled that Carson Wentz is going to be playing? I mean, I just don't even know how big of an advantage that is anyway, because Carson Wentz wasn't playing super great, as we saw last week against the Cowboys, and I think you can easily figure that the injury that he has is factoring into that. So I don't really get the point of trying to trick the Rams here and also keeping Carson out of practice the entire week and not giving him the reps he needs to prepare for the game. I don't think that's really worth it in terms of just trying to trick the other team. So I just can't see it. I have to imagine Nick Foles starts, and I don't really know why Carson is questionable. That's a really good question. The decision to call him questionable, I would call questionable. So we'll see.
So let's talk about this game with the Rams. Eagles, obviously underdogs. Rams are coming off a game where that high-powered offense got shuttered by a very good Bear defense. How do you think the Eagles match up overall in this one?
Yeah, not well. I mean, you look at the Rams' struggles against the Bears, and I think it's clear that Jared Goff kind of just doesn't play well in the cold, which makes sense. He's from California. He played college football in California. He has smaller hands for a quarterback, so it is only natural that he kind of struggles in those cold weather games. We've seen it by now. It is not going to be cold in Los Angeles this Sunday, so I think the Rams are going to get back to their winning ways. I just think they have so many weapons on offense against this depleted Eagles defense. I think the Rams are going to be extra motivated still to win in this one, not only because of, you know, they're very much alive for the one seed in the NFC, and that could be the difference between, you know, having the home game in the playoffs and having to potentially play in New Orleans, where they lost earlier this season. I'm sure they don't want to do that again. So they have a lot of motivation to win this game. Also, just even thinking back to last year when the Eagles came to the Coliseum and beat them in their house. So I think the Eagles are going to face a team that kind of is seeking revenge in the Rams this week. So a lot of things working against the Eagles. Don't feel great about their chances.
So obviously the Eagles quarterback situation is up in the air for this one. You can run on the Rams. The Eagles abandoned the run for some reason against the Cowboys last week. Do you expect them to get back to the ground game? Because it was really key to their success in the wins the weeks before.
Yeah, you would hope to see a little bit more. You know, Josh Adams had 30 yards on his first three carries against the Cowboys, all coming on that first drive. Then he didn't get another carry until the third quarter. So that was disappointing to see. And hopefully the Eagles will kind of try to get him a little bit more involved. It's a little bit tougher when you lose Corey Clement. Your backfield takes a hit, but Adams has shown that he's able to kind of take that workload, as you said, we saw against the Giants in Washington just a few weeks ago. So that might be the way the Eagles have to win. If they're going to win this one, you kind of want to run the ball, control the clock, keep that Rams offense off the field as much as possible. not going to be easy, but I definitely think it is a way the Eagles should attack this Rams defense because, like you said, they are able to be run on.